So we are here, Brother Joseph, at Radio Blast with all our listeners.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Praise the Lord.
Well, we have a very interesting thing to discuss today from a beloved sister in the States who has been writing in, sending us the latest news. Something very interesting is going on. And her email says the following. I was shocked to see the recent video of an Anglican priest bringing a message and video from Pope Francis asking several hundred of Kenneth Copeland church leaders at a conference to unify with Pope Francis, putting their doctrinal differences aside. These church leaders received the Pope's message with hands raised with shouts of hallelujah. And then Kenneth Copeland filmed a message of agreement and blessing and sent it back to Pope Francis. So what's going on? There is a unity going on between the Catholics and the Protestants? I mean, this is unheard.
Well, it's unheard on the internet, at least not too heard. A little unit has been going on here and there, but now really they're coming out in the open. Go to Revelation 13, you see, because it has been heard in the Bible.
Revelation 13?
13b, the last part.
And 13 what verse?
Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Okay, and all the
world. All the world marveled and followed the beast.
You see? So the whole world has to get together.
So what's the beast?
The beast is the Antichrist.
Okay.
All right. So in order for the Antichrist to get the world together politically, it's necessary that the world comes together religiously. You understand?
So is that what's going on?
That's what's happening.
The religions are uniting?
That's what's happening.
Oh, so how close are we to the end then?
That's what's happening. One of these guys you see on TV, this Tony Palmer or some of these guys, Okay, you mentioned the names already?
No, I just know that it was Kenneth Copeland. And this Anglican priest, his name is Tony Palmer.
Yeah, this guy is a little bit everything. He's a charismatic, he's a Pentecostal, he's a Catholic, he's an Anglican.
How can he be everything?
Well, he just has been a little bit around. So basically, he's trying to speak everybody's language. So, like, he could be the false prophet, for example.
He seems to be very close to the Pope.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Good friends.
I'm not saying he is, but somebody like him could be the false prophet. Understand?
Yes. Now, on our front page, on the English page, on the radio, you can see exactly this video that the sister sent to us, and you can study by yourself exactly what happened.
Yeah. See, basically, read another scripture. Well, look, Revelation 13:11.
13:11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon.
Okay, keep reading. 12.
And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in
his
presence.
That's the Antichrist, okay? First beast, the Antichrist.
Okay. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
So here in Revelation there are two beasts, right? One is the Antichrist, the other is the false prophet. The Christ unites the world politically. The false prophet, he comes with two horns of a lamb because the lamb represents Christ.
Yes.
So this guy probably is going to be a great Christian leader in the world.
Religious
Christian. That's the best guess you can make.
Okay.
And so keep reading.
Verse 13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man.
Okay.
Sorry. And yes. 14. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived.
So he will call fire from heaven. What can this be? Well, it could be anything. The devil can do all kinds of stuff, all right? So
miracles?
I believe...
He can do miracles?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Look, it's written right here. And because the devil is an archangel, he can do signs and wonders, you understand? It's only that Christianity has been keeping the devil at bay, away, all these centuries because they've been preaching the gospel. But now Christianity, especially in the West, they went in vacation, they just sitting there in churches listening to false prophets in many situations. So the devil is taking over. All right, and now he's going to show up doing great signs and wonders deceiving the world. All right, keep reading.
Verse 15. He was granted power to give bread to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
Okay, so it's like we live in a very technological time now, so what's going to happen is, like, I think this beast is going to be something technological, because today the world, a lot of the world, they're not religious, some mm-hmm. religious, some is not. But the powerful world, like America and Europe, they're not religious. But they worship science. So I believe this image is going to be something scientifically, something, could be a computer, whatever, mm-hmm. through which you can control the world.
Yes,
and
I
also
understand.
Mark of the beast, all the stuff. Okay, keep reading.
16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
All right, so there is a this preacher in America, his name is John MacArthur, one of the top teachers, and he's advocating and saying people who see the mark of the beast, they can repent afterwards.
Oh.
So this is a false prophecy, false teaching, and this guy could be another false prophet.
But he's a very known preacher.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a definite false prophet, because that's exactly the opposite of what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
You don't receive the mark of the beast and then you repent. Look, read the Revelation 14, verse 9.
14:9. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb."
Okay, etc. And then it continues. So we're not talking about here somebody who is forcibly given, imposed the mark of the beast, like somebody who's been tortured, imprisoned. I mean, you can put the mark of the beast involuntarily. Those situations don't count.
I understand.
All right. We're talking about people who accept it.
Willingly.
Yeah, so this guy, this preacher, doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, he's not making a differentiation saying, okay, if you give the mark of the beast to a baby, okay, that doesn't count.
Mm-hmm,
it's like killing the baby.
Yes.
It's like you rape a woman and she gets pregnant or whatever, you cannot accuse her of adultery.
Yes.
And then she was raped. All right. So that's what's happening now. Like, the world is really coming to, everything is coming all together, you see. Now everybody's pushing for the peace, Israel, Palestinians, China is rising up. We know by prophecy that China will side with the Antichrist, together with Europe, Russia, the Muslims,
mm-hmm.
against America and Israel. Of course, America, we know, is Babylon the whole, Revelation 17 and 18. The whole world is going to get wiped out. First, they're going to destroy each other. Okay, God is going to use the beast, and the 10 horns, 10 nations following him. You can see that in Revelation 17:12. They give power to the beast, and they destroy the whole Babylon, America. America destroyed, then God will destroy it. Europe, the Antichrist, and the nation following the Antichrist, the Muslim, China, Russia, etc. You can see that in Revelation 19,
yes.
Verse 11.
So this this message that the Pope gave to the Protestants, let's unite, let's be one, the body of Christ, let's be brethren, this actually goes very well with the end time coming upon us, that the religions will unite and there will be a certain religious leader, which is the second beast in Revelation 13, and he will be the leader of this unified religions. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Now, what I wanted to ask you, because I remember, if you listen to this video, it's there on the front page of the radio, it's translated, it's in English, but it has a little piece in Italian, when the Pope gives a message about, "You are my brothers, you Protestants, we're all sinners, we all made mistakes, but now let's be one body." I mean, the message is so good.
When
I listened, I thought, wow, but that sounds exactly right. And that's how we're supposed to be, and we believe that too, Brother Joseph. We tell people, let's not make differences between religions, and find common points to be brothers and help each other. And I thought the message is good, there's nothing wrong with it. So how come this will lead actually to the end time and to something bad?
Because this prophesied that the Antichrist will take over the world. In order to do that, he must unite the religions. Now, these religions are not getting united around Christ. They're getting united around the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be under the authority of Christ. but they're going to be under the authority of the followers of Christ, which some are good and some are bad, under the authority of the Pope.
But the goal is good. The idea is positive, it's biblical, it's right to unite.
What, to make peace?
Yes.
You cannot have peace in this world. You know, it's impossible. There's no way, because this world, you go to Matthew 10:34, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and until the world accepts the Prince of Peace, the world cannot have peace. And until then, there's going to be wars. There's no way around. Read verse 24.
Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Yeah, that's Jesus speaking.
Yeah, from now on, everybody's going to be divided, disunited, family against family, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand?
So you're saying that the unity that the Pope is requesting, it's a unity with an evil purpose.
It's a false.
It's not a unity towards
Jesus.
I
mean, some of these guys don't know what they're doing. The purpose is good, but they're not going to make it because they don't know the prophecies. They don't understand that the Antichrist and the devil wants to unite the religion of the world so that all these religions will be under one leader.
Yes, yes.
And that's a trick. Okay. The church is not supposed to be under one leader.
I understand.
Okay, the early church was not under Paul, under Peter, under this, and under that.
Hmm.
Peter was the leader of the church just at the beginning, they got it started. But then every church was supposed to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Orthodox separated from the Catholic, because the Pope wanted to be the leader of the whole world. That was not God's plan. So the Orthodox separated.
Mm-hmm.
You can see in the Protestant world, every denomination is in its own, like a feudal system, kind of. And you cannot have a leader over the world. The leader was here, Jesus, but the world did not want to receive him. So to try to put all the religion of the world under one leader, that's the way that the devil is going to control all the religions. I mean, this happened in communist Russia, in communist China. Okay, they always had a leader, a national leader for the Russian church. And that was, for example, Alexei II
mm-hmm.
was the patriarch of Russia, which now is dead. He was appointed by the KGB.
See, yes.
The leader of the Chinese church, the official one, is appointed by the Communist Party. See, like the Antichrist, atheist, national government has no trouble appointing the leader of a national church. You understand? Like
yes.
The leader, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of the Anglican Church in Great Britain, okay, is appointed by the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that the Queen and her consort, Prince Philip, they're just Antichrist. Prince Philip said he wants to be, he wants to die and be reincarnated as a killer virus so he can depopulate the world.
Hmm.
That's an official statement. He made this. See how Antichrist these guys are. So basically, uniting the religion of the world, it's clear a trick, so the Antichrist can control, unite the world, the political world.
Mm-hmm.
And the false prophets will unite the religious world. Look, if you go to Revelation 16, verse 13 and 14.
Revelation 16 and verse 14. It says, "For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." That was 14.
Okay. Also Revelation 13:8. So right now the spirits are going around already deceiving the world. In this case, Revelation 16, it was to gather them to a place called Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they are gathering all the religions together to bring them under the leadership of whoever is going to be. But whoever will be a man of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you watch these documents, this video, this guy, the super, super, very intelligent, very wise, Tony Palmer, okay, is saying, let's forget the doctrinal division, and let's get united in our differences. That's not possible. But the Bible is totally against that.
Amazing.
It says, what's communion? Light with darkness.
Yeah.
We cannot unite with the world. I mean, Jesus could have united the world, but he didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So read the Revelation 13.
13:8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
Okay. 1 John 5:8. So, those written in the book of the Lamb will not worship the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a guarantee they cannot lose eternal life.
Yes.
All will worship him unless they are written in the book of the Lamb. Revelation 13:8, you just read. That's a very important scripture. It tells us that if you are in the book of the Lamb, you cannot be among those who worship Amen. Or take the mark of the beast. Amen. You'll be protected by the angels. And the angel will make sure that you don't receive the mark of the beast forcefully, in a wrong way. Understand? You have to choose. But if you have the book of the Lamb, you will not.
Amen.
Okay.
1 John 5:8.
I think it's the wrong scripture you got. The scripture I was looking for, it said that he that is born of God, he cannot be, the wicked man doesn't touch
That's
him.
In the same chapter 18. 1 John 5:18.
Okay.
We know that whosoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
Yes, that's a correct reference. So, if you're born of God, the wicked one cannot touch you.
Amen.
So this goes together with the other one, if you're in the book of the Lamb. So you don't have to worry. Many brethren are worrying about the mark of the beast, the microchip. Don't worry. If you are truly saved and your name is in the book of the Lamb, you cannot be erased. You can be raised if you're in the book of life, Revelation 3:5. You can be raised because that's just, you can be raised. That's what it says. But the book of the Lamb is another book.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, you are, because the book of the Lamb, Jesus keeps you saved.
You know what I want to ask you? Mm-hmm. Seeing this video and the message the Pope gave, I know it sounds all good, but how come the Protestants who know the Bible and they know the prophecies of the end time, how come they fell in this trap?
Well, listen, when Jesus came, the people of God, the Jews, they knew the Bible, okay? And but he came unto his own, but his own received him not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one thing is to know the Bible academically, mentally. You go to a Bible school, you go, there are some churches, especially Protestant churches, they know the Bible up and down, but they're really a trip. Like this meeting, the thing was Copeland, Kenneth Copeland, that was organizing. There were hundreds. It was a huge, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 of charismatic leader. They know the Bible very well, these guys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but it's not enough to know the Bible. Pharisees knew the Bible.
I mean, they were having even healing testimonies and wonderful. Kenneth Copeland, in his life, he was a great man of God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's been a man of God. But look at Solomon. He was a man of God. At the end of his life, he started worshiping idols and pagan idols. I mean, Judas, when Jesus 3.5 years, at the end they denied him. Judas was doing miracle too. You know, just Copeland has done miracle. Judas was casting out devil and everything. And then he denied Jesus. I'm not saying Copeland is a Judas, I don't know, but the way Copeland is going, he's acting like he has zero wisdom. He has, prophetically speaking, he understands nothing completely. He doesn't understand the book of Revelation, that the world is going to come under the control of the Antichrist. And the devil will have two beasts, the two leaders. One, the Antichrist, controlling, uniting the political world. The other is a second beast with the two horns of a lamb, a Christian, apparently, who will unite the world religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the Antichrist is probably going to be the Mahdi. He's probably going to be the Mahdi, the one that the Muslims are expecting and waiting, you understand? And he could be the Antichrist. It could be like a Muslim who is born in Russia, takes over Europe. Because these are all the requisites that the Antichrist will have to have. Leader of Europe, leader of Russia, supported by the Muslims and by China, fighting against the king of the South, which is Israel and America. And at the end, he destroys the king of the South, America, Babylon the Whore. But Israel, no, because Israel is... God has a plan. Israel will have to repent. Israel, the remnant of Israel, not all the Jews, but the remnant of the Jews will turn to Christ. Zechariah 12 and 14, it shows that it will be at the time of the rapture when the Jews repent at the end of the tribulations. So all these things I'm saying, we have teaching.
Yes, on our radio you find a lot of teachings on this.
There are scriptures. I'm not just shooting off like this, all right?
Yes, yes.
This, you know very well, we have teaching. They can go on the radio and download all this teaching. It's all scriptural. Amen.
Amen. Also, you can find teachings on Pope Francis and how his office relates to this end-time events that we live in. You can follow those too. And then if you have any questions, write in.
Mm. Amen, 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 amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
So we are fast approaching the end time. We see more and more signs in the world, like the churches are actually considering unification. So Lord, Lord help us to prepare, and brethren, let's prepare, because it is urgent.
Okay, in this coming week, we have a little ad in our radio, English and Italian, I think it's written in Italian there. We're asking the brethren to grow spiritually. Yes. Like we ask everybody to please witness at least 1 hour to the lost.
Amen.
And we ask him to memorize the 3 scriptures, all right, about the Holy Spirit this week, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's on our radio, you can copy, but they're in Italian, right?
They're in Italian,
can
but
you,
can
it's you read
very
them
easy.
In English?
Yes.
Just read them.
I can read them for you right now. So if you go to our Italian page, you can follow and copy the scriptures. It says, spiritual growth. For the following week, scriptures to memorize on the Holy Spirit. So Luke 11:9, 13, Acts 1:8, and John 16:13. And then it says...
So then we ask you that every day you review the scriptures so you have them ready to use them during your witnessing. All right? That's it.
Yes. Also, we encourage you to evangelize at least 1 hour a week, because it says in Acts 5:42, every day in the temples and in the houses, they did not stop to teach and give the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, brethren, start evangelizing. And then we ask you to please study the whole Gospel of Mark, at least the Gospel of Mark. And if you want, at the end of the week, we would be so happy if you could send in one line, send an email, and tell us the progress that you made and how the Lord helped you in these things that you started. These are the first steps in the discipleship series. So tell us in your email any kind of difficulties that you encountered, any requests or questions that you may have. We are here to help you.
The Lord bless you. Praise the Lord.
Write in.
Amen.
Amen.
In
God bless you.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.